Welcome, dear listeners, to the final Cornerstone podcast of today at Next Learning. The day was filled with interesting topics and inspiring conversations. And it's clear from our conversations that a culture of learning is essential in linking learning with skills, effectively connecting the dots. In this last session, it will all come together while we go deeper into the concept of the use of the personal skills profile. Thank you, Baukelien, for joining us today. You are an innovator, a game changer, and driving of a circular labor market. And with 400 plus employers, educators, governments, knowledge institutes, journalists, you are building a new labor market. And all together within the Buitenboordmotor initiative. Can you share a bit more about your background and about the Buitenboordmotor as a whole?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me here. My background is in HR and recruitment. And the Buitenboordmotor is an initiative of a small group of people, 25 people. So it's a citizen group that we started, 25 people in high places in society. So CEOs of corporate companies, chairwoman of Dassert, executive boards of University of Applied Sciences. So people in places that actually make a difference. And they were worried about social cohesion. And the first thing that you need to foster social cohesion is security existence. And to have security existence, you need a job, and a job that that you're happy with, and a job that suits your talents. So basically, to get to social cohesion, we thought, well, we need to do something with the labor market to make sure that everyone that wants to work can actually work and is at a place that he can use her or his talents. So that's where we started working on the circular labor market. So we did some research on what is necessary to build a circular labor market. And a circular labor market is a labor market where people can continuously develop themselves. And if they need to change or they want to change and switch jobs or sectors even, there's a safe path financially with guidance. And that's connected with the talents, the skills, the learning agility that they have. And if you look at the Netherlands, that's not possible. Not financially. The educational system is not prepared for it. So we started working on 14 system breakthroughs that need to be taken to actually build a circular labor market. And then we started innovation labs. So we did 10 innovation labs where we actually had people switching from one sector to the other, learning about their skills, who am I, what do I want, what do I need. And then we connected those skills with skills that are needed in sectors that people are really needed. So healthcare, education, tech, ICT, to see what's your perspective on the labor market. And from that perspective, people started to orient themselves in different sectors. And then they switched to employers who would welcome them on their skills, on their personal profile passport. And that's actually how the personal profile passport, it's a difficult word, connects all these different system breakthroughs to build the circular labor market. And right now we're a foundation of 12 people, but we're a movement of more than 1,000 people. And that's how we work. So the movement gets bigger, and if it gets big enough, then we are made redundant, which is what we want, and then we have built a new system.
Yeah, exactly. Very interesting in the process that you're in right now, and also how you look at the market currently, but also its challenges, because there are a lot of them. Going deeper into the personal profile passport, the 3 P's, let's call it like that to make it easy for us. Why is it so important for this initiative?
Because the personal profile passport represents the principle of putting people first. So we're saying, if you look at Sweden, they have a different system, and they have the slogan, do not save the jobs, save the people. Save the people, not the jobs. So if you save the people, if you look at the people and their skills and what they can do, they can keep moving on this labor market, wherever it is going to. So if the shortage goes from healthcare now to whatever other sector that might be in 20 years' time, people are still able to change because they keep developing themselves with the skills that they have. And this personal profile is not a tool, it's not a document, but it represents this principle of looking at all the unique characteristics of people. And that could be a skills passport, that could be a wallet. Like I said, this is just an overall principle that we have and that needs to be taken within all those 14 system breakthroughs. but it connects them all. But it needs to be your ticket then to professional training programs. It needs to be your ticket to your next job. It could help you get individual support during transition. So it's actually your access to all these different types of support that you need in this transition. And it also helps you to get a salary that's actually worth with all the luggage that you have.
And then how does this differ from traditional methods of assessing skills and experience in the current job market?
Like I said, it's not a tool. Every assessment tool, every learning platform is part of this. But for us, it's more the principle behind it. It's the process of people getting insights of what they can do and what they want to do, and matching that to what's needed on the labor market. And any skills passport or any wallet that has the same building stones, because that's what we do. We look at what are the building stones of a passport or a skills passport or a wallet. And we did research with employers of what do you need, what information, bits of information do you need to hire people. And those are actually the six elements of the three P's. And then you can translate these six elements into any wallet, into any. So we're not about the technique, because the market, people like you can do the technique behind it. But what we need is a new set of agreements, like we have an agreement on a CV is work experience, diplomas, and curricular activities. And we say, okay, a personal profile passport is about talents, skills, driving forces, and work experience and diplomas. But the talents and what you need and the motivation that you have are much more higher up than anything else. So diplomas is a way to validate the skills that you have, but there's other ways to do that.
Yeah, it sounds like a great initiative. You mentioned specifically that so the Buitenboord Motors initiative is not a tool, it's not technology. But how could technology support an initiative like yours?
In any step of the way. Like I said, we concentrate on what is needed by employers to make sure that there is a learning culture. One example is one of the bigger employers that is one of our partners, Achmea, has all the tools in the world. They have a platform, they have a lot of tools. But none of the employees were actually using them. So what we do is we learn what do employees need to do to make sure that people actually use those tools. So one of the first learnings was to make sure that they use the tools is make sure that instead of a 36-year working week, you put it back to 34 hours. That means that people have 2 hours a week to train themselves. But that was still not enough for people to use those tools. And the last insight that we got, and it was actually the breakthrough in that case, was you should not connect learning and learning tools to performance. So you should not be able to ask your supervisor, can I use this? Because then they won't. Because then they think, okay, you're my supervisor and I have to get your permission. But then you can also see, okay, but if you do this, then you need to perform and how do you do in your job? So if that's an anonymous process, then we saw that 75% of people start using the platform. So these are the learnings that we collect and give back to the Netherlands. So you need collective labor agreements where you put these things into place so that all employers will disconnect it from performance or social plans. You know, it's a right for every employee to develop themselves.
Exactly. And not only the push training, but also I have a certain ambition. I have a certain idea where I want to go. What does my employer offer? What do I need to do? What is out there to upskill myself in order to achieve those goals and becoming that CEO of this company that I am currently at? How do I come there? What is offered to me?
So therefore, tech is really important for people to have access to tools and training elements, and bits of trainings. And what we concentrate on is, okay, if you get a development budget from your employer, but your thoughts that I want to develop myself and go to another employer, how can we make sure that that budget for development, you can take that with you because it's yours and it's not connected to the one employer, but you can take it to whatever employer that goes afterwards. And that's how we look at people. So how can you facilitate people so they can actually develop themselves? And then you get a new system. So we're not looking at opportunities within the system that we have, we want a new system, so we're a bit more radical. Maybe.
It's always good to be radical to achieve your desired outcomes. Yeah. Wow, very great initiative and very insightful also. It's a very interesting vision, and I think a lot of organizations see the benefit of this concept, because it's also it's transferable to other organizations, but also to make sure that within your organization you can take the best out of your current workforce. So it will optimize retention, it will make sure that the different kinds of jobs are being filled at the right time with the right people, and if those people are not yet the right people, upskill them so that they're ready. And it will also make sure that the full labor market will be able to start working, and that we can give opportunities to people to do something different than they've always done in the past.
And we need to, because if you look at people that are leaving our schools now, they have to work, but they're able to work for 50 years. Nobody will stay in the same job or even the same sector for 50 years. So we have to get a system where people can switch 1, 2, 3, maybe 7 times from different jobs, different sectors, whatever, different ways of contracts. And how do we facilitate that? And the only way it works is all employers work together. Because when we started this this movement, people say, yeah, but I want to keep my people. Especially now, people want to keep their people. So this only works if all employers do the same thing and you create transition. So if people want to leave, you also get people back from other companies. So if employers can do this together and facilitate orientation time, schooling budgets, then we can help each other and do it together. Because 70% of this whole new system is in the hands of employers. And tech will definitely help with insights in what are my skills, what do I want, where do I fit? Because most people don't have a clue.
No.
So you need tech also to formulate that and put that into a form so they can actually use that to show it to the world and to make their own story. So that's the biggest progress and tech can make to facilitate people to make this transition on the labor market and keep moving. And not just for the people that are working now, the 9.5 people that are working now, but also for the 3.9 people that are not working now. And that's a lot more than people are looking at. A lot of people are talking about 1.1, 1.2 million people that are looking for a job. But there's a lot more people that are not working that are willing to work if we build a new system around these people and we put the people first. Like I said, even for them, or moreover, for them, the insight of who they are, what their skills are, what their talents are, will help them to see their perspective on the labor market as well.
Fully agree with you. Yeah, thank you for that insight. And if you could share or ask a question to organizations or companies that would help your initiative, what would you say, what would you tell or advise them, or how can I help you?
Well, we have one thing that we're good at. We think big and we do small. And what we see now is that a lot of employers, but also educators, are waiting for technology. We have Competent NL, we have the different things coming, and we wait for that to happen and then we start moving. But don't wait, make little steps now. So you're ready, when tech is ready, you're ready as well. So the cultural change can start now and tech will accompany that. So you don't have to wait for each other, so we can fasten up and make sure that everyone can work in a new labor market.
Thank you for that. I think that is a great way to end this conversation. It's a good takeaway for everybody who is listening. I wish you best of luck with this movement and the initiative from Buitenburg Motor. I'm looking forward how it develops in the future, so we will most likely talk to each other again in the near future. Thank you very much for your time, and I wish you a great day.